Good afternoon. Welcome to this afternoon's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from the store, Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the inpatient principal point of view. Today's episode is on judicial misconduct threatens the rule of law. There have been a lot of cases of judicial misconduct, especially since Joe Biden took office in 2021. So, to anybody who's a thinking person, the judiciary has become weaponized. We can see the cases of the J6ers, where the J6ers who were imprisoned, like 1,000 people plus, were not released, did not get due process, putting old grandmas in jail. We've covered that in our show before. But it wasn't just the J6ers, it was abortion protesters. People break their door down and terrorize them in front of their children. And it wasn't just abortion protesters. How about Tina Peters? She is an election clerk from Colorado, so they thought they'd make an example out of her, they being the Colorado officials. You know, and put her in jail. What did she do? Well, what was her terrible crime of this gold star mom? Oh, well, let's see. She backed up her election system. Oh, I thought she was supposed to do that. Of course she's supposed to do that. What she did is find evidence of criminality, of illegal election systems, like 32 modems in her system, and all kinds of things like that. And then, most infamously, we have President Trump. Those four cases, unprecedented cases against President Trump. That's when they, with orders to shoot, to kill people, invaded Mar-a-Lago, rummaged around in the First Lady's closet, put staged pictures of the materials, supposedly over President Trump taking some documents. But the skinny has it. They were really looking for a book of evidence implicate them in the dirty dealings, like having foreign governments spy on President Trump. Yes, that happened, which, of course, is illegal. So people need to be held accountable. We understand there are ongoing investigations in the Justice Department now. We hope they'd come to fruition because we don't see anybody being arrested right now to speak of for these crimes. And there are numerous crimes. Of course, that wasn't the only case. Then there was the case of the terrible crime of, oh no, questioning the 2020 election. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute, when did that become a crime? I'm sure that probably now 65% of U.S. citizens have questioned the 2020 election, that there are irregularities. Oh, that's a crime. Hello, that's crazy. Then we have Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman in the Georgia case, where anybody who's commonsensical, maybe above kindergarten, sees the the poll worker pulling out cases from under the table after the observers are left and feeding them through the printer multiple times. But oh no, if you bring that up, that's a crime. You criminal. Oh, and then... So what else? Oh, now we have the Tren de Aragua. Oh, so we're sending the criminal back to El Salvador, who beats his wife and hires people to human smuggle. And then our judges say they want him back. What in the world? So what is this called? This is called judicial misconduct. So what can be done about it? Well, the judiciary is essentially independent, but Congress does make rules about, you know, the judiciary and how they operate. And they're supposed to have what's interpreted as lifetime tenure, but it's supposed to be on good conduct. So it seems like that's something that could be investigated. Is it good conduct making up stuff out of thin air to block President Trump? It seems like that could be investigated by congressmen. Congress does need to look into what they can do to limit this judicial misconduct. I wonder if one idea might be, why do these federal judges, the federal judges, you know, they shop around some judge in Seattle or somewhere. Why is that for the whole country? Or if it's something in Maryland about Mr. Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gang member, maybe that should just apply to Maryland. I know that's not a completely a solution, but why would it stop in the whole country? That doesn't make any sense. And it's clearly misconduct. So impeachment's a really high bar because impeachment involves high crimes and misdemeanors. But I think the Congress can look at the good judicial conduct, because traditionally that's meant like, you know, lifetime tenure. But wait a minute, if these judges are making up stuff out of thin air, you know, they should come under review. And any congressperson has the authority to ask for a review of the Justice Department of any judge. Now, they can't do the review themselves, but they could, you know, ask the judge questions and bring them through subpoena power, bring them in to, you know, ask questions. Oh, okay. So, you know, your daughter fundraises for such a cause. Isn't that a conflict of interest, judge? Isn't that judicial misconduct? And the judge has to answer. And then that could go to the investigation in the under the Judiciary Department. Oh, judge, you've made these statements. And it seems like you're, you know, you're biased, but yet you didn't recuse yourself or things like that. Congressmen have to get some balls and actually do something, and the judiciary, you know, itself. But this is really, 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 really a serious problem we're seeing. But a lot of it is political, because like I said in my previous two videos ago, then about the Obergefell decision, that's a pure political decision. So, I mean, if the judiciary was really acting as a judiciary, that would be one thing. We could respect it. But if the judiciary is just making up stuff or CRAP out of thin air, then like the Obergefell decision, then how can we respect the judiciary? So, and why did they do that stuff? It's raw political activism. And like Justice Scalia said, the late Justice Scalia, you know, that's a worse thing than the tea tax and other taxes without representation that caused the American Revolution. You know, they take people's most fundamental societal foundation, i.e. marriage and family, and ram this judicial activism down our throats. So that's something everybody should be in an uproar about. So everybody and their uncles should get on their platform and put public pressure. And now even the Supreme Court seems to want to get in on this judicial CRAP, because they even want to presumably to stop these deportations, saying they have authority over the president's lawful actions regarding removing terrorists from our soil. So, Justice Roberts and other justices, hello, Ms. Coney Barrett, or Justice Coney Barrett, that's not a winning statement. So there is this thing called the public soapbox. I'm on the public soapbox. And how about 10,000 other podcasters, or maybe 20 or 50,000, get on the same soapbox? We're not accepting that stuff. That's baloney. That's social engineering. We want judicial decisions that are based on law. And so that should be investigated as judicial misconduct when they make up stuff out of thin air, saying, oh, there's a right in the Constitution for homosexuals to marry. I'm sure Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, I mean, they were discussing that over lunch, right? This is CRAP. So our justices, they're not immune apparently to this kind of stuff, because they're thinking about doing it too. Well, don't do it. It's wrong. So we do need a whatever the Congress can do to get some guts and take care of this. And the outrage of the people against judicial activism that is working against what they voted for. Of course, we want true justice, not this fake stuff that's been going on, especially since the fake president or so-called president, fake Joe Biden, was in there auto-signing. Who knows who was the president? I'm waiting for it to come out who auto-signed all those things. How about that person be prosecuted for impersonating the president? Yeah, how about that? Okay, how about all those so-called orders being invalidated that Joe Biden didn't even know he signed? Yeah, how about that? Okay, so I am your host, Richard Urban, coming from Historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Do go to visionroot.org, visionroot.org. Sign up for the daily inspiration. Do go to Urban Life Training, urbanlifetraining.org, to receive abstinence-centered education materials for your school, church, or home. And do also check out unionstation.love, the site for finding your eternal match. We will see you next time.